Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, unfortunately, there's a backdrop across this country that seems to be getting out of hand. In fact, we got a little taste of it just yesterday. We had protesters over the weekend. Actually, sooner than yesterday, we had the pro-Palestinian group writing graffiti on some of the most iconic buildings in the place that we call home, our city, the city of New Orleans. I hope we catch this individual. I hope we prosecute this individual. And I hope that we punish this individual to the most serious means available to us, plain and simple, in order to send a message that we are not going to tolerate your destructiveness, your disruptiveness, your damaging of properties that are iconic, that represent the culture and the history of the place that we call home. And if you think I'm overreacting, I would say think again. Look at what's going on across the country. If we don't let people know who's in charge, this gets worse. All we need to look at is Columbia. Better yet, how about California State Polytechnic University Humboldt? They make Columbia look like they have things under control out there. The school's now shut down out there in California for the rest of the semester. They've taken over two, possibly three buildings on the campus. The president of the university is attempting to sit down and negotiate with these individuals, even willing to look at the investments made by the university in order to determine whether or not they are invested in any Israeli companies. The protesters have taken control of the buildings. They have zip-tied entrances to the academic and administrative building there. They've chained other entrances there. They're using furniture and tents to block these entrances as well. And the list goes on and on. Who is in charge of these campuses? This is not credible leadership. This is not leadership at all. This is a collective group of university officials that are cowards. And the most simple question is to ask, what do you fear? What do you fear? You put rules and regulations in place, they just snub it. They just tell you, stick it. They're not paying any attention to that. They're doing what they want, where they want, when they want, how they want. And these alleged leaders of these advanced educational campuses across the country are sitting back doing nothing, trying to negotiate with these terrorists in many respects, and kids. And it even gets worse. The other day, a journalist, while on CNN, no big surprise there, right? Kara Swisher, this past Saturday, she says, you know, it's interesting about what's going on. Some people are saying that the question is, are you for order and against chaos, or for protests and the right to free speech? And what's interesting is how quickly everyone is shifting. All the free speech warriors are suddenly like, order, order, we must have order. Why would Kara Swisher be surprised by this? She has to be aware that free speech is not one that can go totally unrestricted. There are time, place, and manner restrictions that are constitutional. Most of these universities have adopted rules and regulations as it relates to those time, place, and manner restrictions that are allowable. But all of a sudden, this is an either-or mutually exclusive thing. And we're wondering why free speech warriors are saying, yeah, in order to preserve free speech, we have to make sure that we follow the rules, that we follow the regulations, that we follow the laws that have been tested and have proven to be constitutional. Because the moment in time we no longer do that, we have really given up our right to free speech. And that's why the authorities can be called in. That's why the authorities can take the actions that they are obligated to take. That's when they raise their right hand and they take that oath of office, that they're there to enforce the Constitution and laws of the state, the Constitution and laws of the United States, that they're completely and totally justified in doing so. But it is reporters like this that are dangerous, because she doesn't stop there. She goes on to say, so there are heinous things that are said, but there is a line where you have to support also young people, especially when they do things that they do badly. Not to support them is sort of anti-American in a way. Can you believe that an educated reporter would say that when young people engage in disruptive, destructive behavior on our college campuses, have disrupted the educational learning environment, have actually stepped all over the rights of others who have made significant investments to educate oneself, that we should support these young people and understand that they're going to do bad things at some point in time in their life. Who are these people? Where did they get this mantra whereby you, me, and others are obligated to support bad behavior because they just happen to be young people? Well, we know that that's not necessarily true, right? Because what we do know is these kids are going to end up growing. They're going to grow up. They're not going to be marred for life. They grow up and they recognize some of the things that they did that they should have been held accountable for, and in some cases are being held accountable for. And it probably is an eye opener. It's going to change their life. They come out of the participation trophy culture where everybody is a winner, right? Well, that's not life. It doesn't work that way. And we do know that they understand somewhat because there's already a hesitation on the part of some. They're actually thinking about the ramifications. Why? Part of the negotiation is to rid themselves of their expulsion, suspension, disciplinary records, because they realize that there's a mark on their record and it could actually hurt their future. Then we also realize in a more overt way their understanding of what they're doing and the detrimental effect it may have on their careers. How do we know that? They're hiding their faces, right? They're masking their faces in order to secrete their identity. That in and of itself tells you they know exactly what they are doing. And it also, in a very overt way, reveals that they understand that they fear the consequences. They fear the ramifications. They fear that there will be action taken against them, and that's why they are secreting their identity. You know what these folks are? They are cowards. And we need to call them cowards. They don't believe in whatever they're talking about enough to reveal their identity. They don't believe in what they're talking about enough to suffer the consequences and the ramifications of their actions. The first thing that they do when the police go hands-on is they try to get away. They try to run away. They are cowards. They are not true to their mission. They are not true to their cause. This is a show. This is a playtime. This is a freak show, what's going on in this country today. And we have idiot educational leaders of universities in this country that are sitting down trying to negotiate with these numbskulls. It is an embarrassment. We should be embarrassed by the educational leadership. And when you talk to these kids and ask them what it means from the river to the sea, they don't even understand that there is such a place, the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. They can't even name it. When you ask them about the meaning of Intifada, they don't understand that either. They don't understand about what there was a first Intifada, a second Intifada. They don't understand that the literal translation of it is an uprising or a shaking off, but the more common message of Intifada is to bring harm to Jews. Aggressive resistance against Israel. Aggressive resistance against Zionism. They have no clue what it actually means. So they're not true to anything. And yet, we are going to attempt to sit down and talk to these individuals about what it is they want, that they want in this negotiation. The leader of the group in Colombia, an individual by the name of Kamani James, said, "Zionists don't deserve to live. And be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists." He ultimately ended up apologizing for it after it went viral. What is he looking for, sympathy? He spoke the words. He should suffer the consequence of the words, right? What is Colombia doing? Is there an investigation? Is there disciplinary action taken? Is there anything that's going on here? Protesters have signs suggesting that the counter-demonstrators waving an Israel flag could be Al-Qassam's next target. Screaming, go back to Poland, go back to Belarus. They have no idea of the history of the area. They have no idea why the area is even named Palestine. Go look it up. Figure it out for yourself. They have no idea about anything of what they're talking about. And these are the people that our educational leaders in this country want to sit down with and negotiate. And negotiate to what end? That's the real question here. What is the final solution? We have everybody talking about a two-state solution in Israel, and most everyone who talks about it understands and believes that it's never going to happen. It's unrealistic. So what is the final solution here for these individuals? Is it, as Kamandi James say, that Zionists don't deserve to live? It's obvious that that's his final solution. And the leaders of Colombia would be willing to sit down with someone like this? How do they justify that position? How egregious is that to every Columbia University student that pays close to $90,000 a year to go to that crazy place over there and have their leaders wanting to sit down and negotiate with individuals like this? And the interesting thing is that, you know what we ought to be talking about in this country right now? What we ought to be talking about is, why are we importing haters? Why would we give any of these people a student visa to come to this country and disrupt the educational landscape that our citizens should be able to enjoy open and freely? That's what we ought to be debating right now, is why would we import haters? They hate America. They hate Israel. They hate everyone who's ever invested a nickel with an Israeli company, an Israeli-owned, family-owned business, or otherwise. Why would we reward them to set foot in the most incredible country in the world? What we should be talking about is taking away their student visas, everyone that's arrested, everyone that participates in this in violation of these university rules that are there, and send them back to Gaza. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.